Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
And we're putting COVID-19 in the spotlight this evening. The Ministry of Health launching a mobile vaccination in Singapore, of course, but in Malaysia, they are reporting a daily record today. 13,215.
That's right, Tim. And this is a record for a third straight day. And it's interesting because in other headlines out of Malaysia today, the government's looking into relaxing restrictions for those who are fully vaccinated.
Which is possibly good news for those who are vaccinated and for the economy as well. The Prime Minister, Muhyiddin Yassin, said this is all part of the national recovery plan as Malaysia gradually adjusts towards returning to normal life.
Well, to find out more and to delve a little bit deeper, we're joined on the line now by Dr. Mustafa Izzuddin, and he's a senior analyst in social and international affairs at Solaris Strategies Singapore. Dr. Mustafa, thank you so much for joining us again today. Good to have you back.
Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. So let's start off, because Malaysia has been in a nationwide lockdown for some time, and we're now seeing a record number of daily COVID-19 cases for a third straight day. What's behind this spike?
You know, one of the reasons that has been given is that there is the highly infectious Delta variant, which the Malaysian government is getting to grips with. That's one. Second, it could well be that even more strict enforcement may be required during the lockdown period. And also, as the cases are rising, there are also many more getting vaccinated. So I think it's a really fluid situation. And I think what's required is for Malaysia to stay the course. They are vaccinating as many of their population as possible while they are trying to increase the enforcement, make it even stricter during the lockdown. I think they have to take a stick approach, more than a carrot approach at this point in time.
So you have the lockdown there, but the cases are still going up. Is the government going to have to change or look at changing some of the tactics that they've employed so far?
I think in the pandemic situation, you have to adapt to the changing circumstances. There might always be the possibility that they may have to change tack if the cases do not go down.
Okay.
But I think right now the focus really is on strengthening the current program that they have, the current enforcement and the movement control orders and all that to bring the number of cases down. So I think they will focus on that, strengthen that, make it more cohesive, effective implementation, again, with the vaccination, get more people vaccinated. I think that's really the focus of the government.
Now, Dr. Izzuddin, in other news, the government says it's going to consider relaxing restrictions for those who are fully vaccinated. Can you walk us through how this might work? And I'm assuming this is to help boost the economy.
Yes, I think it's the economic reason or the rationale behind and losing up the restrictions. But I think they've got to take a very cautious approach because you don't want to do it in a way that it will increase the number of cases. So definitely it will take a step-by-step cautious approach, looking at the number of cases and then react accordingly. But certainly the economic rationale is really a very strong rationale to loosen restrictions, but they certainly have to play by ear.
Okay, Doctor, the Malaysian politics, also a lot of developments happening there with the UMNO president, Zahid Hamidi, withdrawing support from Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin just last week. So have there been any new developments on this?
I think the latest development, the ministers in his cabinet, Muhyiddin's cabinet, giving him full support. And I think that works in Muhyiddin's favour. So I think what Muhyiddin has done with the promotion of Ismail Sabri as Deputy Prime Minister, and then you have Hishamuddin as Senior Minister as well, essentially he's using what we call in politics divide and rule, taking factions from UMNO, which of course is heavily factionalized, taking the factions that he feels would be best for his government and for his coalition. So although UMNO has said publicly it's withdrawing the support, the cabinet ministers are still with Muhyiddin. Of course, this announcement by UMNO is, of course, not ideal. At this point, you want a cohesive and strong government. You don't want a government that has a coalition, has parties withdrawing support. So definitely not ideal and may not actually go down well with the domestic population.
We're speaking with Dr. Mustafa Izzuddin, Senior Analyst in Social and International Affairs at Solaris Strategies Singapore. Dr. Izzuddin, should we see Parliament reconvene for a few days at the end of this month or early August? What are the expectations there?
I think expectations as far as the Malaysian public are concerned, my sense is that they would like the government to focus on battling the pandemic. So look at the strategy that's currently in place and how can you improve it. Because I think the focus has to be to save lives and to get Malaysia out of the pandemic. So in other words, you need to ensure that public health takes precedence over politics. But unfortunately, I think with Parliament sitting, there's always the chance that it will get into a kind of a political squabble. And that's something you want to do without during the pandemic. So I think as far as the government is concerned with regard to the parliamentary sitting, I think they'll try and ensure that the focus will be on the pandemic rather than looking at politics and who has the numbers to form the majority, to form the parliamentary majority and therefore form the government.
And so what will you be looking out for Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin? What do you think the next sitting will mean for him?
He certainly wants to get as much support as possible. That's number one. Number two, he wants to ensure that the government remains functioning and as cohesive as possible. And number three is, of course, to focus on the pandemic rather than looking to get the numbers to give him the majority. So what might well happen is that he might be running a minority government, which is, of course, not the best sort of government. But in the current circumstances, it's probably what you're going to have, and he's going to work with that and try and get Malaysia out of the pandemic and into the post-pandemic phase.
So, Doctor, it also looks like, you know, Malaysians have had enough of this political squabble there, you know, doing it their own way now with their white flag and black flag movements to help each other. Can you perhaps explain what these represent?
I think the white flag, I see the white flag as providing an opportunity for the government to look at the plight of Malaysians and to do something about it. And I think it also provides the opportunity for unity, not just unity between the government and the people, but also unity among the people themselves. And I think with the white flag, I think offers hope amid the frustration. I give the opportunity for the government to do more for the people, understand their grievances, and really go all out. And actually, they have, to be fair to them, they have done so with the various economic stimulus packages. So I think with the rising number of cases, the stimulus packages may well be extended and perhaps even more extensive, because I think at the end of the day, it's really about protecting your population, ensuring that their livelihoods are taken care of. As far as the black flag is concerned, of course, that's about defiance, not giving support to the government. I think at this point, when you're in the pandemic, the social compact between the government and the people is really, really important. So you may not like the government in a political sense, but I think you need a government with leadership in place to get the country out of the pandemic. It's a symbiotic relationship between the Malaysian government and the people. And that relationship is really going to get Malaysia out of the pandemic.
Okay.
So focus less on politics and more on unity and on public health and safety.
And speaking of getting out of the pandemic, let's turn now to talk about the economy, because last week, Bank Negara Malaysia decided to maintain its overnight policy rate at 1.75% and said that the better-than-expected economic activity in the first quarter of 2021 continued into April. So with everything that's happening today on the back of the COVID-19 numbers, the announcement that we could see restrictions easing for those that have been vaccinated, what are your expectations for Malaysia's economy going forward?
Well, certainly, Malaysia's economy has been hit by the pandemic. But I think there is a cause for optimism that Malaysia is on the path of recovery. But the recovery will be determined very much on how Malaysia deals with the pandemic and how fast it gets out of the pandemic. So I think the economy is really sort of linked to the way Malaysia deals with this pandemic situation. But certainly it's on the path to recovery. There's cause for optimism. As much as there's quite a bit of economic frustration right now, there's hope there. But I think ultimately the focus has to be that whatever the strategy that you put in place should not be pro-political party, but rather pro-Malaysia. And I think if the focus is on pro-Malaysia, I think you can get out of the pandemic and also get the economy going again.
Okay, Dr. Azudin, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us this evening. It's always a pleasure to have you on the line.
Thank you again for having me. It's a pleasure.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.